Now for some music. We just had some music. Now for some live music. There's a boardwalk on the lake shore back in my hometown. It's a place where couples meet to watch the sun go down. And there's a boy on the boardwalk pining all alone. I asked him what was on his mind. He answered sad and low. Well, I'm in love with the girl. The girl in the pink canoe lives up in the bushlands on the banks of the old Yazoo. She shines like a rose with her petals all covered in dew. She's the only one for me, the girl in the pink canoe. Let me tell you, brother, it really is a glorious view. All of nature's wonders spread right out in front of you. Ooh, I wanna ride down the river, take a trip through the old bayou. I wanna shoot the foaming rapids with the girl in the pink canoe. Far from home and all alone, while the white-capped waves rode high, lost at sea, she sprung a leak on a diddle-diddle dark and stormy night. She stroked and stroked in her little pink boat, but it was to no avail. She tossed and turned and chugged and churned and let go a mournful wail. Won't someone please come rescue me and board my boat and sail me home? Well, I called out to the girl in the pink canoe. If you would let me, I would gladly come to rescue you. I've got an oar, and I'll row you back to shore. And on that shore, I'll kiss the girl in the pink canoe. We're going to have some smutty music following, so I just wanted to start things off with something clean and wholesome.
Because we have a clean and wholesome side. Nobody knows, but we do. Hidden away in a dark, deep, kind of sticky pocket, there is this really upstanding side to us, isn't there, Rowan?
I would think it's probably the inside is the cleanest part of me.
Well, excellent. I would like to say thank you very much to Rowan Lipkowitz, who's joining us today in the studio with his little red compressible friend. Excellent. He is an accordion superstar. And Rowan, how are you doing today?
Well, I came to the station an hour early, but that was good because it meant I had just enough time to walk down to Wreck Beach and have a little dip before coming on the show.
Did you really? How was the water?
Murky.
Right. So, I mean, I admire your dedication. You took all those stairs up and down just to take a quick dip and come back up.
The sad part is by the time you're dried off and you have your clothes back on, you're ready to go back in.
Hmm.
But the show beckoned.
And, of course, we're all naked here anyway, so I'd like to welcome you to the show. We have a lot of folks who are going to be joining us today, and Rowan, you're going to stick around with us. Also, we're going to be talking with Leanne Cavanaugh. She's going to be giving us a bike traffic report a little bit later on from that big phallus on the mound, City Hall. We're also going to be talking to the inviolable, inveterate, Confederate Reverend Phil from Portland. He's going to be joining us a little bit later on, as well as the infamous Michael Hansen, a.k.a. King Codpiece. Also, we're going to be playing a little bit more music throughout the show, talking about some upcoming events. And we're also joined by David Ripa. And David has been kind enough to bring a perhaps intangible guest to the show today. We do talk about Vancouver being a wild and woolly place, full of wonderful wildlife, mountains, oceans, beaches, naked beaches, all sorts of things. Apparently, some will tell you that it is the most beautiful place on Earth, although some of us are a little bit offended by that term. At any rate, we do have a lot. Vancouver has a lot to share with us, isn't that right, David?
Yes.
Who did you bring with you today?
Well, not exactly who I brought, but the smell that I brought with me from having an encounter with a skunk on my bicycle last night.
That sounds really unpleasant and yet poignant.
Yes, I was coming home like usual and no problems. It was a beautiful, you know, rainless night.
Most beautiful night on earth.
It's true, yes. And
in the most beautiful place on earth.
Of course, or so the license plate says. So I was coming through the alley to my house, and it's pitch black in the alley, and I didn't have a light on the front. And I've always been thinking in the back of my head, garbage strike. There's, you know, bound to be animals scurrying across the alley.
They're quite happy about the strike, I think.
Most beautiful garbage on earth.
Yes, of course. So I saw this thing scurry in front of me, and in 2 seconds I realized there's a big white stripe on the back. So I went and deked right because he was going, or she was going left. And then it did something I've been calling today the squirrel move, where you see the squirrel running across the street, then all of a sudden it decides to go the other way. And
it bails.
It bails and went right into my front wheel. And I didn't look down. I just thought, I got to get the hell out of here. So I went really fast down the alley and realized that it had sprayed the bottom part of my bicycle.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully it was sprayed and not kind of squeezed.
I'm thinking maybe it was squeezed, but I tried to find him later on, and I didn't see any sign, so I hope he's okay.
So the smell. Tell us about the smell, David. For those of you in Radioland, you may not be able to fully appreciate what we are currently experiencing in the studio.
Thanks.
And the show after us, we'll continue to experience after we leave.
Or the poor folks at the Native Education Center at 5th and Main, where I forgot my bicycle lock and asked the IT guy there if I could park the bike in the basement, and I didn't realize it smelled that bad until after the tour I came back, and there were a whole bunch of people down the basement wondering what this smell emanating from a locked room was, and it was my bicycle, and it was my walk of shame down the hallway with this very stinky bicycle. So,
Because the skunk was too fast for me.
Yeah. So
my condolences. My condolences to everyone in the studio. Folks out there who may...
have smell-equipped radios, our condolences to you.
Sometimes the smell.
It doesn't pay to be the early advance adopter.
One other thing I'll say is if any of you have the misfortune, the great misfortune, to have an encounter with a skunk, you may be file this away in your brain. You will need a solution of peroxide, detergent, and baking soda. Mix it together and put whatever the offending articles or newly offending articles that you now have into the solution. It is safe for most uses, although it may discolor your prom dress, but certainly it'll help.
Or your dog.
It may discolor your dog. Although it is, from what I've read, it's the recipe that people use to help their dogs, and re-enter the social dog network. But anyway, I just wanted to say out there to everybody listening, we do have a lot of amazing, incredible things coming up in just over a week to our fair city, Vancouver. So please get your sleep and take your vitamins and eat your vegetables, because you'll need your strength for not this weekend, but the weekend after that. Just before we move on, I'd like to mention a couple of events that are actually just happening quite imminently. Tonight, of course, is the Midnight Mass. It is the second Thursday of the month, and Midnight Mass, of course, rides the second and fourth Thursday. If you want to ride on that, just go to Grandview Park at 11:45 p.m., and the ride departs at approximately midnight. So it's a nice ride. Please bring your lights. You may want to wear your helmet, too. And it's a free-form ride done in the style of Critical Mass. You can also head out and see a nighttime movie. There's a BMX movie night in preparation for the Aussie Alley Cat race, which is coming up September the 22nd. And also, apparently, in appreciation for a young and impressionable Nicole Kidman, before she hooked up with a Scientologist. It's a movie about BMXers, and it's a kids' movie, lots of fun. It's a BYO lawn chair, blanket, dress warm, and head out to BMX Bandits. That's going to be showing at 2024 East 1st Avenue at 7:30 p.m., film at 8:30. So throughout the show, by the way, what show is this and who am I? My name is Ifni. This is the Pedal Revolutionary Show. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in the best campus on earth, UBC. If you'd like to call in while we're talking and hanging out and listen to music today, call us at the studio, 604-UBC-CITR. Rowan?
Hello.
Would you like to play another song?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I came all the way out here. I may as well.
It's far.
It's very close to the beach.
It's true.
If you come from the beach, the problem is UBC is in the way. All right. This is a song I picked up for a Vickers and Tarts themed party.
A which?
Vickers and Tarts.
Nice.
You expect songs about tarts to be kind of smutty. Mm-hmm. It turns out songs about Vickers also.
Extremely smutty. Maybe more smutty.
Different kind of smuttiness. There once was a very, very holy vicar who was walking along the street one day when he heard a little voice saying, "Excuse me, vicar, oh help me, vicar," the voice did say. The vicar looked about, but all that he could see was a tiny little frog sitting on the ground. "Oh, my dear little froggy, did you speak to me? Was it you who spoke when I heard that sound?" "Oh, yes," said the frog. "Oh, help me, vicar, 'cause I am not a frog, you see. I'm a choir boy, really, but a very wicked fairy put a nasty spell on me. The only way that I can be saved from this wicked spell," the little frog said, "is for someone to take me, put him in a place where a very holy man has laid his head." So the vicar took him and put him on his pillow, and there he lay till the break of day. The very next morning, a blessed miracle, the spell was lifted, I'm glad to say. For there was a choir boy in bed with the vicar, and I hope you think that this all makes sense, because my lord and members of the jury, there rests the case for the defense.
Excellent. That was lovely. That was very lovely. And kind of smutty, which I'm a fan of. I think that's fabulous.
There's
maybe
a reason I'm playing smutty songs, but we might get into that later in the show.
Really? Is it a personal thing? Is it it's a preference, obviously, or is it genetic?
I'm trying to tie it into some upcoming current events.
Oh, really? And what might those events be?
Well, the bike weekend is coming up, I guess. I'm looking at the flyer in front of me. There's a whole series of events. I only figured there was one thing I was involved with.
Well, why don't you tell us about the one thing that you're involved with?
Well, on the evening of the 21st, over at the Wise Hall, there's going to be... Oh, this is framed on the flyer much more classily than it was pitched to me. An evening of the pornography of the bicycle. It's going to involve screenings of short films, reenactments of some, I hope, non-entirely pornographical... historical events. It's surprising how many historical events really are quite pornographical.
Exactly. If not in the literal sense, in the figurative sense.
And there is going to be some music. I'm going to be playing some of that music with one of my ensembles, The Creaking Planks. That's going to be at 7:30 on the 21st, Friday night.
Absolutely.
Down at the Wise Hall.
Down at the Wise Hall, and that's 1882 Adnack at Victoria. And tickets are $5 to $10. That's a sliding scale. We should mention, too, about the pornography of a bicycle, the ostensible reason that we're all going down there, which is to watch about 80 minutes of bicycle porn. And you can imagine what that is yourself, and some of what you imagine will be true, and some of what you... had never imagined will come to bear on the screen before you. So there will be little tea light candles by which you can look around you in disbelief as you see images unfold. Also, there will be a bicycle striptease.
Ho, ho, ho.
Indeed, which is, I guarantee you, unless you've seen it before, not what you expect it to be. The event will be emceed by the lovely and charming Reverend Philip of Portland and myself. There'll also be an appearance from Michael, whom we're going to be talking a little bit later to in the show, and there'll be a couple of DJs and things like that. Now, following that night at 11-ish, there will be a naughty, negligee night ride. And you can wear whatever you like. The skankier or skivvier, the better. And that ride will depart from the Wise Hall for destination unknown. So if you want to see more details about what the heck we're talking about, we are talking about a full weekend of events. We've only just talked about Friday. And in fact, we haven't even talked about all of what's happening on Friday. Please go to this place on the interweb called velovan.blogspot.com. That's velovan.blogspot.com. And now the Creaking Planks. What's the deal with the Creaking Planks?
Well, everywhere I went, I would play the accordion in rooms full of people with guitars. And I would think, oh, I don't really fit here. You know, it's a breath of fresh air, certainly. They tolerate it. But I need some people who are more my kind of people. So I've managed to attract around myself fellow practitioners of defunct and misfit instruments. We will play pretty much any music with anyone who plays anything that is not a guitar.
Typical instrumentation may include ukulele, banjo, washtub bass, musical saw, mandolin, all on top of the accordion that I bring with me pretty much anywhere I go.
What's the strangest instrument you've ever jammed with, Rowan?
That would be the canjo, which was a coffee can on the end of a crutch.
Did they bang it? How did they play it?
It had a string running down the middle, and they would squeeze the wishbone frame of the crutch to change the tension that was put on the can.
Wow.
At the end while plucking the wire. It would change the note that you get out of it. That's what they do in Ashcroft. They make crazy instruments.
Wow.
There's not much else to do except get stupidly fed at the Ashcroft Opera House.
Hmm. Wow, okay. So if people want to find out more information about the Creaking Planks, and because you guys do play, let me understate this and say you play quite a wide variety of shows and venues. So how do people find out about where you're playing and what's going on with you guys?
Usually they stumble across us by accident. Something so bizarre could surely never have been planned intentionally. We have got one of those wretched MySpace pages. It's less wretched than most. It's not going to flash at you or try and get you to do any of the horrible things that many MySpace pages do.
Mm-hmm.
It's at myspace.com/creakingplanks, surprisingly. There's not a great deal up there, but there will be some information on shows, and there are some recordings of some music that we play, some of which is smuttier than others.
Mm-hmm. And you do, of course, have a GeoCities page as well. You have a regular website for humans.
Oh, somewhere out there.
Yeah. So if you want to see that, go to ca.geocities.com/creakingplanks. I originally thought you guys were a zombie band because I came across you to do with the zombie walk.
We were around for the first Vancouver zombie walk. It was imported by a plank from Toronto, where it had a turnout of about 15 people. She thought maybe this year we'll get double the turnout and have 30, but instead we got 300. The planks were well situated to play zombie music for people there.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much this year. We came down, and then just as we entered into our second song, and the sky broke open, it started raining. All the zombies ran away, so we had to go and play to Strikers at the library instead.
It's more like all the zombies ran down to their feet, right? All the makeup.
They were in a hurry to walk before their makeup ran off, and they were just revealed as citizens wearing raggedy clothing.
They're actually alive! Right, okay.
The shame.
Wow. Well, excellent. There was one other thing I wanted to mention, and that was that you actually do a radio show as well, which is obvious from the way that you comport yourself in the studio. It's quite much more professional than we're accustomed to doing here, so thank you for raising the bar. And your show is on Co-op Radio, which I also listen to, and it's every Friday night?
Believe it or not. A weekly.
Wow.
1 hour of all accordion music of different styles from every continent. Except Antarctica. We haven't got any accordion recordings from Antarctica.
They're all full of guitar players? Is that...
You need to have special demands for equipment to get moved down to Antarctica. They're under strict weight limits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the accordion cuts that mustard, so
Fair
to speak.
Enough. So your show is from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m., and this Friday you were telling me you have a special guest in.
Yes, the man who inspired me to pick up the accordion in the first place, Jeff Brenner, should be on the air with us this Friday night, 9:30. We should be revisiting his career and hopefully not gushing much.
Which did you play first, the accordion or the bicycle?
I guess I started the bicycle when I was a kid.
Okay.
And I started the piano when I was a kid, too, which led to the accordion. It was like a big step up, you see. All sorts of people play the piano, but you have to be special to play the accordion.
Mm-hmm.
Special, he says, as he taps himself in the head, maybe.
And you also have a website called accordionnoir.org.
And that's podcasts of all the episodes
podcast.
Of the show. So anytime you need to listen to two continuous days of accordion music, it's there, ready for you.
Oh, my God.
And growing by 1 hour every week.
Wow, excellent. Okay, and I should also mention, too, that we have a podcast. You can go to our website. It's pedalrev.blogspot.com. I'm just a self-promoting... I don't want to say the word.
Well, you promoted me. If you like, I could promote you.
Okay.
Write it down and...
Sure, go for it.
Break,
I'm here.
I don't know exactly.
You can't think of anything nice to say.
You're listening to us here right now, and I don't know much about the show except
that
I'm on it.
It's the best place on Earth. And
of course. It's the best radio show at the best radio station on Earth.
That's right. Okay, well,
the
excellent.
The most skunky smelling.
It's the most skunk. We have the best skunks on Earth.
It reminds me of that He-Man figure, Stinkor, with the evil power of stench. It's a faint smell. It's pervasive, but it's like if there were a bunch of other He-Man figures, you could ignore it.
Yeah, like it's a faint smell, but no pun intended, right? So since we're getting dizzy, I'm going to take the chance to open up the door here. Maybe we'll play a little song. And we were talking a little bit about Wreck Beach, so on that note, let's play a song called The Naked Dance. Welcome back to the Pedal Revolutionary Show. My name is Ifni. This is my city. And we have some folks from another fabulous city who are out there. We have on the line Phil, Michael. Michael, Phil.
Michael.
Phil, Michael. Michael, Michael. Michael.
From Portland.
Michael. How are
you? Hello, Ifni. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Michael. How does it smell over there?
Oh, smells fabulous.
Really? What are you smelling right now? Will you tell us? Can we live vicariously through you?
I am smelling right now the smooth factory smell of an official Beanie Baby unicorn that's going to be a part of the exciting auction items on display at the opening night of the weekend of bike festivity coming up.
You're auctioning off a unicorn item?
It's going to be part of an actual ceremonial codpiece.
Wow! Because you're Captain Codpiece, right?
Yes, that's what they call me.
And how did you come by that name?
I didn't come by that name. It was thrust upon me.
Sounds sticky.
It's true. I wore a little bit of a codpiece.
Just a little slip of a
reasons.
Was that a little slip of a codpiece? Was that?
I don't know. I thought it was industrial strength, the X large codpiece. During our Zoo Bomb visit to beautiful East Vancouver,
it's the most beautiful place in the world. Did you hear? Our government decided.
Oh, excellent. Well, enough. We'll be burning down Portland and coming up in droves.
Yeah, it's all part of our marketing. So I do remember the codpiece in question. It is particularly stellar, iridescent, if I do recall, and kind of a sparkly blue. The rest is a blur, frankly.
Indeed. Sometimes once you see the cut piece, your memory starts to shut down.
It's true. It's hard. It's a circular. It's kind of hypnotic, the effect of a cod piece.
You've got to paint spirals on it so you can hypnotize people with it.
Look deep into my cod piece. You are getting very sleepy.
Well, I do want to warn you that Leanna is going to be doing a traffic report a little bit later. And, of course, this is radio, but nobody listens to the show. So that's good because if you let the word get out that you're auctioning off anything to do with unicorns, you may not leave the city alive.
Uh-oh.
If Leanne hears this. So I just want to say, let's all keep it under our cod pieces.
Okay.
And when are you coming to town?
Getting up there, I think we're going to try and do Thursday night to avoid the rush hour traffic between the 500 miles of Interstate 5 between here and Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. And what's Portland like these? How many Portlanders are coming up? There are a lot of you guys this time.
Oh, the count keeps going higher and higher.
How many people do you have in City Council? Because there's them. And then there's who else?
Yeah, we've got City Council, we've got the Zubom. People are going nuts for it. The Shifties are all excited. People are organizing carpools and van pools. And there's actually a group of Zubomers who are bicycling, human-powered, all the way from Portland to East Van for this exciting weekend event.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can mention, for those who don't know what Zubom is, you can go to a website called zubom.net and get more information. How would you describe Zubom, Michael?
I would describe it as an open social gathering dedicated to downhill bicycling, socialization, and stupid behavior.
And anti-socialization. Are you reading your tattoo? Is that...
The one on the inside of my eyelids.
Right. And when you say shifties, what are you referring to there?
I'm referring to the excellent organization in Portland, Oregon, called SHIFT, Bicycle Fun Promoters and General Bike Advocates, who make a lot of great things happen here in the city of Portland and who are, from time to time, go on tour to try and make great things happen elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. So they're kind of like our VACC and our BEST.
I'm going to say exactly
yes,
like that.
Because I'm reading my tattoo, and that's what it says. So maybe we can talk a bit about who you are and what you do and where you're coming from. I know that you're a cyclist. I know. Not only have I seen your codpiece, but what's under it. You certainly have aroused crowds to doff their clothes. What else do you do up there, down there?
Oh, I trying to organize my life around the celebration of good things, including Portland, Oregon, and including car-free living, bicycling, human-powered activities. And I do a lot of art. I do a lot of writing. I do some music. But right now I'm very gung-ho in the writing mode because I have a book coming out in just a couple months here. And I'm actually excited to get up to Canada because it's a book about bears. It's a book actually about a guy being eaten by a bear. And we don't have bears in Portland. And I know I've heard that East Van is teeming with them.
Ganging up on West Van.
Well, if you've got the bears on your side, you'll do all right.
Oh, we're already holding our own, never fear. Do you guys have skunks down there? Just asking.
No, we get a lot of raccoons.
Okay.
We get the occasional skunk.
Right, right. And so, yeah, your new book is called Help a Bear is Eating Me. Is that eating slowly or eating quickly?
Oh, it takes a long time. It's 13 chapters of being slowly eaten.
Really?
It's actually, it's not that bad, though, because the lead character, for all his faults, does have a lot of antidepressants and painkillers.
Oh, well, that's all right, then.
Yeah, he's almost enjoying it, but not quite.
Huh. And are there any bikes in it?
No, but some very, very horrible things happened to an SUV.
Oh, well, then it's bike-friendly.
Exactly. It's interesting because I've been trying to organize a little bit of a bike literature moment as part of the festivities in the coming weekend, and looking through my ovure, I found that I seem to write like 10 times as much about my hatred of cars as I do about my love of bicycling.
Right.
Which is, I'm realizing, kind of a negative attitude.
That's what they say, yeah.
Mm. But, I enjoyed writing it.
It was cathartic.
Exactly.
But maybe for the part where you want other people to read it and feel good, maybe you're changing your tactic, is that...
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting because, while I've always been a bicyclist and I've always been a writer, I've been getting into the sort of capital B bicycling, the bicycle advocacy, and the society of people here in Portland and up there who are trying to change the world a little bit, kind of recently. And I've been trying to do more writing. I've been writing for, I had a piece in Momentum magazine that I was very excited about, and those sorts of things. But it's definitely, I find, really easier to be cynical, smug, and smarmy, and critical than it is to give the things that you love the real appreciation that you think they deserve. Mm-hmm. So it's a harder kind of thing to do, honestly, and that's what I'm trying to do more of.
Well, and you're right. It's a lot of times it's easier to criticize than it is to actually just do something and be vulnerable and take risks and all that stuff.
Yeah, and get behind something and say, okay, I'm going to stand up and say I'm one of the freaks who supports this freaky thing.
That's right. Screw the guitarist. I'm playing the accordion. Well, I'm really glad that you joined us today, and I'm really excited to see you. Maybe we'll take this opportunity to talk a little bit. You mentioned a destruction of Hummers, and maybe we can mention some of the other things on the itinerary for this weekend. And one of them does involve the destruction of a Hummer. I know that you were very well received at a previous Bicycle Carcass, and so Bicycle Carcass is again coming up. It's the fall equinox, of course, so it's carcass time once again, and we will be playing a number of different games, everything from bicycle jousting with lances, with pies. We'll be doing a blind race, and we'll also be having a blind rat race this year, which one of the secret components is remaining secret. Because it's a secret, and secrets you don't tell. We'll also be doing another balloon smackdown, so everybody gets on the field and with a balloon tied on them, and the last balloon standing is the winner. We'll also be having a panty race and the unpanty race, which is the reverse of a panty race.
I'm going to remind everybody in Canada that I won the panty race last year, and
it's
I'm going
true.
To win it again this year.
You did not win the unpanty race, which was the trophy event, but you did win the panty race, and you flew past the finish line. I don't think there were any other contenders who could match you.
My clothes just came off a lot easier. I don't know if there's anything more to it than that.
It's like Velcro, kind of tearaway costume you were wearing.
And these powers activate.
So there is a wonderful oval track. All of these events for Bicycle Carcass will be happening down at Strathcona Park, which is just on Venables. It's by the General Paint. So it's about three blocks west of Clark. And the event is going to be Saturday, September the 22nd, from 1 until 5:30 p.m. Armor and silliness is encouraged. If you want to see more information about that, go to bicyclecarcass.blogspot.com. And if people want to see more information about you, should we release your website address? Is it ready? Can we do that?
It was funny because I got a huge hit today from a major internet aggregator site, and it's like, the website's not ready yet, but tomorrow, but soon, but you can just release it now.
If
you go to helpabeariseatingme.com. That's one word, helpabeariseatingme.com.
I'm surprised that name wasn't already taken.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing when the number of people who get eaten by bears in a given year that... Well,
I guess most of them don't have computers.
Yeah.
It's true.
I don't know if domain registration is the first thing I would look towards for a call for help. Oh, dear.
Can I ask you, Michael, why a bear?
Why a bear? Well, bears are, I would say... The wildest thing we have left, at least in my tiny country down here, although we keep them all in Alaska, which is really ought to be considered part of Canada for all technical purposes.
They're kind of like ethnic Canadians, same as Portland.
Exactly. And bears, too, are, I think, considered ethnic Canadians.
Mm.
But, you know, they're a symbol. I mean, really, this is a book about all of the hubris of the West and all of its belief that it's the winner going up against nature and everything that it's able to do and kind of getting smacked down, which is something, I don't know, I take a real perverse pleasure in.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of a pervert. You're kind of a pervert. I would agree with that.
Yeah, but I'm a good pervert.
Absolutely. Up here it means good. It's synonymous with wholesome.
Hey, just so your listeners know, I suddenly have the amazing Portland's own Reverend Phil here in the studio in Portland.
What?
Yeah, that sounds like Phil. Okay, do you want to get him on an extension? We're going to go to Leanne. She's on the line with us, too. And maybe we can all just talk together, and she's going to give us a bicycle traffic report. Leanne, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Ifni. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm at the corner of 10th and Canby, and you can probably hear all the chaos in the background because it's pretty busy.
Oh, yes. Very trafficy.
But how does it smell over there?
Yeah, how does it smell, Leanne?
Kind of like concrete dust and exhaust and sweaty construction workers.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, it's really, the atmosphere is really, it's really mystical, I'd say, mystical.
Nice. So yeah. Leanne, who's just joining us, is giving us the bicycle traffic report from that big phallus on the mound, City Hall. What's the bike traffic look like, and how does the crossing look like between from 10th Ave? Because I know it changes on a kind of a weekly basis. So how do people get across Cambie these days from 10th Avenue bike route?
Well, if you are regularly commuting on the 10th Avenue bike route, you've probably seen the chaos that is Cambie Street. Right now, the crossing is on the south side of the intersection, and it's pretty wide. You know, there's enough room for two bicycles to pass each other or for a couple of pedestrians and a couple of cyclists to sort of inch their way along. But you have to be careful coming off the other side that you can get on and off the curbs properly, because there's no real easy or level safe access to the sidewalk, except for some sketchy driveways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very safe, very well considered.
Right.
If you want to get to City Hall and you're in a wheelchair, sorry, you're going to have to go around because there's no access, no wheelchair access along here at this time.
Oh, well, there's no reason to go to City Hall anyway because of the strike.
Well,
if you want to take your garbage there, you know,
that's
true. You can't ignore it.
So if you're in a wheelchair and you're on your way home with your garbage to drop off at City Hall, you may want to consider just dropping it off across the street.
Yeah, take the west sidewalk. Yeah.
I wonder, well, how does Sam get to work? I guess flights of angels fly him in. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Private helicopter.
Sam First. We should be calling it. They shouldn't have the most beautiful place on earth. They should have Sam First on our license plates. So I love the fact that you're reporting to us from such genital representing landmarks out there. There's a huge gash running all the way up Cambie Street for blocks and blocks.
Yes, a huge gash.
How's the gash looking?
It's deep, it's wide, it's a little inviting, I would say, maybe.
Okay. Inviting of criticism?
Inviting of many things, yes. Criticism would be high on my list. I kind of want to ride my bike in it, but I don't really know. I found a crack in the fence, actually, so I'm sure I could if I really wanted to. But, you know, that's for another time.
Excellent. A little bit of urban exploration. Well, listen, Leanne, I know you're going to be doing a wonderful bike strip tease for us on Friday, September the 21st at the Pornography of the Bicycle event. And we all look forward to that.
It's going to be delightful.
Thank you so much. Okay, so have a good ride home, and watch out for the gash.
I will. Thank you very much, Tiffy. See you later, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Leanne.
Bye.
And let's go back to Portland. How is it out there? Has the smell?
Oh,
ooh. Would you guys turn down your radios, you animals?
Can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Can you smell us?
Hello. We're attempting to marshal new technologies in an effort to get you simultaneous harmonic visitors from Portland, myself. And the astounding Reverend Phil. Reverend Phil, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Michael. I'm going through a tunnel.
And we're joining you in full smell-o-vision here from the lower mainland of Vancouver, Skunk Central.
The smelliest place on earth.
The smelliest place on earth. Philip, how are you?
I'm sweaty.
Nice.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. You know, I was thinking today that things have kind of come full circle for the bicycle. I don't know if you guys know this, but when automobiles first rear their ugly heads, they were quite attractive for people because of their ability to provide a little love nest. And unfortunately, people didn't maybe realize how much more attractive cyclists are when they regularly ride. So I'm happy that we're, of course, ramping up the sex bike factor. I just want to read a little piece of writing that I read. What a sentence is that? Whoa, who's the pro? Okay. And it's talking a little bit about bicycles. And it says, the love-making possibilities that are shadowed forth in the horseless carriage will cause it to be the vehicle more favored by those sentimentally inclined than the bicycle can ever hope to be, since the rider's attention on the wheel has to be divided between love-making and speed-making, which, of course, we know is completely untrue. I just want to say that people in history are stupid. Anyway, Philip, you're going to be coming up here, and you're going to be doing an event. When do you go on tour? You're doing a tour of the Pornography of the Bicycle, yes?
Yes. A bunch of us are leaving from Portland Saturday in the AM, and then we're biking to Vancouver, BC, stopping along the way to show the Pornography of the Bicycle in major cities across Cascadia.
Excellent. And Cascadia, of course, being the section of the western portion of North America that is very well on the road to breaking away from the rest of the continent and striking off on its own path.
Yeah, it should be pretty excellent. Olympia, Seattle, Bellingham. Two screenings now in Bellingham because there's been so much demand. And then
Big perverts in Bellingham.
Say what?
Big perverts in Bellingham.
Huge. Massive.
That was Rowan, by the way, Phil.
Oh, Rowan. Hi.
Howdy. Tell us more about your tour.
Well, there's a bunch of us that are in various states. Our friend Tom is riding on a tall bike, actually, because it's the only bike that he has that has gears. It's pretty exciting.
He's a practical guy, Tom.
Yes, very practical. And it's pretty good. We're going to get a chance to do some lake jumping in Seattle Tuesday morning. So if you have any listeners from that area, you may want to come out and enjoy riding your bicycle into a lake. Or we may have a bicycle to provide to you, so that one that floats, maybe. Pretty exciting.
Great. Well, we look forward to seeing you here soon, and please be safe on the road. Please be civilized at the border. I'm happy to hear that your case, the Naked Justice case, has been cleared. You're no longer going to jail.
I guess they finally bothered to read the transcript. It's kind of strange, don't you think, Michael?
And just for folks,
never had a case, and it took them a long time to realize that.
Well, that
wasn't stopping them from making me get my friends like Michael here, having them show up several times, you know, while the court decided that it should be postponed and postponed. And postponed.
How many times was this case postponed, Phil?
It wasn't quite 10, I don't think, but there was it was a lot.
Well, they were frightened. What do you expect? For folks who don't know, Phil is the only known person arrested on a naked bike ride.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think.
He must have just been way more naked than everyone else.
Yeah, I don't know of anyone else.
It's hard to believe that no one's ever been arrested since they'll arrest you for anything, and people have been basically naked for a long time. But certainly as far as the World Naked Bike Ride event goes, it seems to be the most severe public reaction so far.
I wouldn't even call it a public reaction. It's just a really isolated case where a driver who was drunk and bitchy decided that she didn't want to wait and decided to plow into a bunch of naked bikers.
And unfortunately, her co-pilot was an off-duty police officer.
And that's how it goes. It's kind of like running over a skunk. It's just bad luck. So I'm going to have to let you guys go here very soon, but I do want to say please come up here and join us in the best place on earth, Vancouver. And I'd like to also say to anyone listening out there, guys like Michael and Phil and some of their colleagues, some of whom are female, are fabulous people and friends of we're all brothers and sisters out there of the wheel. So if you have a corner of couch or floor space that you would like to offer to some of our out-of-town visitors who are going to be staying for the weekend of the 21st or the 23rd, please send us an email and let us know, because we are looking at about 50 people coming into town now, maybe 60, and we'd like to give them a little bit of roof to curl up under. So you can email pedalrevolutionary@gmail.com and let us know, and we will pass that into the appropriate places, and you will get a couple of house guests. They're like pets, only they ride bikes.
Holy crap, 60 of us,
and we're all trained.
Maybe 50, but I'm sure, but I know that there's at least like 30 of you Portlanders, plus city council, so that's a lot.
I count for two.
And Phil counts for two, although he eats for one. So thank you very much, gentlemen, and you're welcome to stick around the line and listen or go back to your radio. At any rate, we'll also talk a little bit about the rest of the weekend coming up. There is also Pedal Fest happening on September the 22nd, Saturday, from 12 to 6, and that's going to be at Main and 17th, and that's an all-ages celebration of bike arts and culture presented by Pedal, Pedal Play, and Our Community Bikes, and Blim. There's going to be some performances. Leanne, from she's also involved in the BC Klutz. She called in with a traffic report. She's going to be performing along with the Sprockets, there are some other events here as well later on that evening. It's just a crazy day. So you got Pedal Fest from 12 to 6, Bicycle Carcass from 1 to 5:30, 6:30 p.m. there's the G'day Mate Alley Cat Race, which is a race for any and all types of bikes. That's $5 to get in on that, and the race starts from Science World. There's also the 4th Annual Valley Mutations, which is a party, and that's from 9 p.m. until late, and that's going to be happening at 194 A West 3rd Avenue. Don't worry about writing this stuff down. Just go to velovan.blogspot.com. That's V-E-L-O-V-A-N. Also happening on Saturday, September the 23rd, is Polo Aerobics at 12:30. That's a polo tournament with randomly chosen teams. Please show up to register at 12:30. They're going to start playing at 1. 80s attire is required. And then there is an alpine bombtastic. We will be doing a ride Zubom style down a beautiful mountain in Vancouver, hopefully the most beautiful. We'll have to choose from between the most beautiful of the beautiful. Is there anything else that we can say? Oh my God.
We love you, East Vancouver. Oh yes, we do. We love you, East Vancouver. Oh yes, we do. When we're not riding you, we're blue. Oh, East Vancouver, we love you.
Oh, you guys, that was lovely. I'm going to have that bronzed. Thank you so much. We'll see you really soon. Ron, would you like to play another song for us?
I'd love to. You didn't tell me you're going to have multiple musical guests on the show tonight.
I know. I didn't know. They have hidden talents. Who wouldn't want a house guest like that?
All right. Well,
thanks
in homage,
so much for doing all this.
We're so looking forward to seeing you.
You're welcome. Well, stick around on the line if you want to hear Rowan play live. Coming to you from UBC.
We can look forward to seeing us, hearing us, and even smelling us here in the Skunky Studio. In homage to Phil's touring bicycle bike porn movie night, I'm going to sing a song for you called Dirty Movie.
Oh, nice.
Let's do something groovy. Let's go out to a dirty movie. We'll get us some hot buttered corn and sit in the dark and look up at the porn. It might be X-rated, but we can get a little sex educated. Let's do the evening upright and see a dirty movie tonight. Well, nobody wears any clothes, and if there's a plot, well, it hardly shows. You won't recognize the actors' faces, but they've got talent in all the right places. You might get offended, but the winos in the back will recommend it. Let's do the evening upright and see a dirty movie tonight. I don't see the harm to society, but I surely know just what those movies do to me. But the townsfolk got uptight, said showing that garbage just ain't right. So they called up the local DA, said you better put the dirty movie man away. Now the movie show's shut down, but back at my place no one's around. Let's do the evening upright and make our own dirty movie tonight. You might get offended, but the winos in the back row recommend it. Let's do the evening upright and be our own dirty movie tonight.
That was lovely. I want to say, too, on the note of morals and bicycles, the bicycle, for those who don't know, was the actual first serious threat to the American practice of regular Sunday church attendance. Ooh. The interurban streetcar system, which was expanding at the time, was could place no contest to the bicycle as a pull into the streets and into each other's arms. So excellent. Thank you very much for coming out, everybody, today. We'll be back in a couple of weeks if we survive the upcoming bicycle weekend, which is highly unlikely. So thank you very much. Please go to velovan.blogspot.com if you want to see more scheduled events. We're going to listen to a wonderful song by a wonderful French man called La Pornographe.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
Autrefois quand j'étais marmot, j'avais la phobie des gros mots. Et si je pensais merde tout bas, je ne le disais pas. Mais aujourd'hui que mon gagne-pain, c'est de parler comme un turlupin. Je ne pense plus merde pardi, mais je le dis. Je suis le pornographe du phonographe, le polisson de la chanson. Afin d'amuser la galerie, je crache des gauloiseries, des pleines bouches de mots crus, tout à fait incongrus. Mais en me retrouvant seul sous mon toit, dans ma psyché je me montre au doigt, et crie va te faire en main correcte, voire parler grec. Je suis le pornographe du phonographe, le polisson de la chanson. Tous les samedis, je vais à confesse, m'accuser d'avoir parlé de fesses, et je promets faire mon marabout, de les mettre tabou. Mais craignant si je n'en parle plus, de finir à l'armée du salut, je remets bientôt sur le tapis les fesses impies. Je suis le pornographe du phonographe, le polisson de la chanson. Ma femme est, soit dit en passant, d'un naturel concupiscent qui l'incite à se coucher nu sous le premier venu. Mais m'est-il permis, soyons sincères, d'en parler au café-concert sans dire qu'elle l'a suraigu le feu au cul. Je suis le pornographe du phonographe, le polisson de la chanson. J'aurais sans doute du bonheur et peut-être la croix d'honneur à chanter avec décorum l'amour qui mène à Rome. Mais mon ange m'a dit turlututu, chanter l'amour t'es défendu s'il n'éclot pas sur le destin d'une putain. Je suis le pornographe du phonographe, le polisson de la chanson. Et quand j'entonne Guilleret, un patron de cabaret, une adorable bucolique, il est mélancolique et me dit la voix noyée de pleurs, s'il vous plaît de chanter les fleurs, qu'elle pousse au moins rue Blondel dans un bordel. Je suis le pornographe du phonographe, le polisson de la chanson. Chaque soir avant le dîner, à mon balcon mettant le nez, je contemple les bonnes gens dans le soleil couchant. Mais me demandez pas de chanter ça si vous redoutez d'entendre ici que j'aime avoir de mon balcon passer les cons. Je suis le pornographe du phonographe, le polisson de la chanson. Les bonnes âmes d'ici bas compte ferme qu'à mon trépas Satan va venir embrocher ce mort mal embouché. Mais veuille le grand Manitou, pour qui le mot n'est rien du tout, admettre en sa Jérusalem à leur blême. Le pornographe du phonographe, le polisson de la chanson.
I just remembered, Ziffney was recounting that final reference from the literature she's been consuming lately. There was an old joke that illustrated it quite aptly. Henry walks sadly into church. The priest says, "Well, what's wrong, Henry? Usually you ride your bike to church, but tonight you're walking." He says, "Yeah, Father, I just can't figure out where I left my bike. It's gone missing. I don't remember it." So the service happens, and then at the end of the service, the priest is out front talking to all the members of the congregation on their way out. And Henry is just elbowing his way to the front of the line. And the priest says, "Why are you in such a hurry?" He says, "Well, Father, when you were delivering the sermon about adultery, I remembered what I do with my bike." Diddy boom. This has been Pedal Revolutionary. I've been your special guest on this week's episode, Ron Lipkowitz. You can catch me on Accordion Noir at Co-op Radio Friday night.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Trace of my face could seem so pleasing. I'll pop out to the change.
to plaster. Stick around while the clown who is sick does the trick of disaster. For the race of my head and my face is moving much faster. Is it strange I should change?